Welcome to this visualization practice to release your good girl and meet your inner spiritual feminist. This is an energetic practice that will hopefully help you to unlock something within, to make you see what's possible for you in terms of how you feel and how you move in the world. Depending on how you experience this practice, you may feel inspired afterwards, or a little tender, or maybe both, or somewhere in between. So make sure you're in a space where you won't be disturbed and that you're not doing this practice in a rush. Take your time creating a comfortable and soothing environment for yourself, maybe lighting a candle or grabbing an extra blanket. You can do this practice in a seated position or lying down, whatever is most comfortable to you. So make sure that you feel held as you find your most comfortable position. Use as many pillows, blankets, and other props as you need. And if you're particularly restless today, feel free to lean into some soft stretches or intuitive movement. I'm going to give you a few moments to get yourself settled, and then I'll be back. And no rush, as you can always pause this practice in case you need more time. Now, once you have found your most comfortable position, made sure that you won't be disturbed and have settled in, then let's begin. I invite you to turn your attention to your breath. Start by inhaling and exhaling deeply a couple of times. See if you can receive your breath fully. Not just in your chest, but also in your belly. And then exhale completely too. There's no need to pause between your inhales and exhales. Allow the breath to flow softly and continuously. It's okay if you feel like you don't have the space to receive the breath fully. Just the soft intention to receive and flow here is enough. However you are arriving to this practice is enough. All of you is welcome here. Inhale deeply and exhale fully. Now visualize for yourself that you get up from where you're sitting or lying down and you walk out of your home. You're not necessarily stepping out in the outside world as you know it to be true outside of your home. Rather, you step out and find yourself on a busy street. You step onto the large sidewalk and see and hear cars driving past in both directions. You look up and there are large concrete buildings towering over you. And there are people rushing past you. Stand here for a moment. What else can you observe here? What visuals, sounds, maybe even smells come your way? How does it feel to be in this city-like concrete landscape? What is the energy like? How do you feel? Do you notice a shift inside yourself? And know that however you're feeling, you are safe. You're using the power of visualization. This visual is not your reality, and neither is how you're maybe feeling inside. It's okay to feel whatever you feel. Be with that. Now feel how you're standing on that sidewalk, and imagine that the buildings around you are built up from this street, from this sidewalk, from beliefs and patterns of your inner good girl. As you take a few steps on this street, you notice around you how the structures of these buildings contain the ideas and beliefs around pleasing other people, the level of your self-worth. Observe how these buildings may be obscuring the more difficult emotions by putting concrete slab over concrete slab. Feel how this street is taking away your sense of agency by telling you what to do, what your needs are, by drowning out the sound of your own inner heart through the noisy traffic and the many people around you in the overbearing buildings around you. Notice how you feel as you walk on this street. And all that you're experiencing is okay. So observe what else these buildings are resting upon, what they're made out of. What other beliefs does your inner good girl see as the truth? Invite it in. All is welcome for now. You are safe to observe this here. Then, as you're walking down this street and looking around you, you see a hint of green in the distance. Amidst the gray around you, it is a sharp contrast, which is how it catches your eye. You decide to walk towards it and explore what this green is. As you come closer, you see that this busy street borders a forest. The buildings thin out until they're replaced by trees. The cars can't drive through and go either left or right. As you come closer to the forest, you can already smell the fresh air. Before you set your first step into the forest, you'll look back and can still see the towering buildings, the cars continuing their journey, people rushing to their next destination. you can see the frameworks of beliefs, of your inner good girl truth, and how they have drawn the landscape of the street. Take a deep breath here, and as you do so, thank your inner good girl for building all of this. It may not feel the way you want to feel, or look, or smell, or sound how you want it to, but it's a place you called home, and she built it without knowing the forest was there. She has kept you safe to the best of her abilities. So, with gratitude in your heart for what she has done for you, you smile, look back at the busy street once more, and then turn around to marvel at the greenery that's right in front of you. Before you set your first step into the forest, on the bed of earth and leaves and grass and moss, you decide to take off your shoes. Then imagine, as you step into the forest, that immediately the noise of the busy street behind you fades away, and all you can hear is the rustling of the leaves and the chatter of a bird nearby. It is quiet. Breathe deeply here and receive the quietness, the way this forest immediately knows how to hold you. It embraces you as if she is Mother Earth herself and holds you in her arms. So, what do you want to do here? Run around? Lie down? Breathe. Be. Give yourself a moment to lean into this beautiful, magical land and see what desires come up. What would feel really good in this moment? Be with that. And when you next breathe deeply here, you notice that with the silence comes a whisper too. And when you next breathe deeply here, you notice that with the silence comes a whisper too. You get still and start to listen. You notice how the trees are whispering to you. They are saying something, but you don't quite know what. You get curious and move closer to a tree and put your hand out to touch it. That's when you feel a current of energy flowing through your body, telling you, I am worthy. You look up, smile at the tree. You know you are worthy. You know the tree isn't talking about itself, but it's passing this energy of worthiness over to you. You walk to another tree, place your hand on its bark. It tells you, I am capable. You thank the tree, walk to another one. I am powerful. Another one. I am enough. So what happens when you walk to some more trees? What do they translate for you? What energy do they unlock within you when you connect with them? Take a moment here to immerse yourself in this unlocked energy. What is possible for you from this free energy? And what does this wisdom within have to tell you? Now, whenever you're ready, thank the trees for allowing you to tune in with yourself, for their wisdom to flow right back to you. Feel this gratitude flow through your whole body. Feel this activation flow through your whole body. If you want to, you can stay for a little while longer in this forest. Explore what else is there. What does this place want to offer you? Are there reminders, seeds planted along the way? Do you want to plant a seed here that you'd like to come back to next time you visit this place? Take your time, and whilst you're here, continue to breathe softly and deeply. I invite you to gently return to your breath. Inhale and exhale deeply a couple of times. Feel the breath flow through your whole body and become aware of your physical being again. Maybe start by very slowly wiggling the fingers and toes as you slowly leave the embrace of the forest and become aware of this present moment and your physical surroundings again. Step by step, bring some movement back into the body, maybe even stretching yourself out, drawing some circles with the wrists or the neck. When you're ready, and take your time with this, bring your chin a little more towards your chest. When you now flutter open your eyes, you gaze down. So allow your eyes to get used to the light again, very softly. Allow your gaze to be soft. And before you finish this practice, take three more deep breaths here to ground yourself back into where you are, without losing this deep connection to your breath, your body, and your being. If you want to, journal on your experience, or just take a moment to be and sit with yourself. It can also feel really nourishing to step outside and breathe the fresh air, to remind you of what's available to you, the inner wisdom you can always access, and the seeds that you maybe have planted along the way. This practice is now coming to an end. Thank you for diving deep and for giving yourself that space. Until next time.